nanohub.org.
You can follow along with this presentation using printed slides from the NanoHub. Visit www.nanohub.org and download the PDF file containing the slides for this presentation. Print them out and turn each page when you hear the following sound. Enjoy the show.
And first of all, I'd like to thank organizing committee and for this warm hospitality and perfect preparation for the symposium. And actually, a part of my work is to collaborate with Dr. Ik Chan Kwan. That's why I'm here, and I already visited this Purdue University a couple of years ago to Professor Kinan Park and for delivering a seminar. And I'd like to introduce my talk is the block of polymer hydrogel and micelles for the protein and drug delivery or the carrier for molecular imaging. And as you know, I'm working in polymer science engineering, so I'm started from the polymer chemistry or polymer physics. So it's not much for the in vivo or some medical work, but before getting to start, I'd like to introduce my university. It was founded in 1398, more than 600 years, in the Li dynasty. It's rare. Our university was the Samsung Group became a founder of our university about 11 years ago, and we are changing very fast, and we are a very high position in Korea. And today, the bifunctional block of polymer hydrogel by stimuli the temperature and pH, and as you know, the temperature is the physical stimuli, and pH is it should need the mass transfer by the ionic change, so it can make the large change in the response of the polymer, so it's like a solubility and shape and swelling, something like that. So I'll talk about the temperature sensitive and pH sensitive and bifunctional sensitive hydrogels and micelles today. The beginning of the sensitive hydrogel was the temperature sensitive hydrogel, and this is for the block of polymer hydrogel. So the starting point was the Pleurony F127. This is the PEO and PPO and PEO. And this shows these kind of phase diagrams, which can be used from a low temperature. If after increasing the temperature to the bi temperature, it changed the gel. That was the starting point of temperature-sensitive hydrogel for biomedical use. These polymers can form micelles at high temperature, and these micelle packings can make gels at high temperature, in body temperature. But if you make the different type of block of polymers in outside of, this is hydrophobic part is inside, but the outside PLGA here, you can make a little different type of micelle packings, can including the bridging between the micelles and loop inside the micelles. This gel shows the little different type of the behavior compared to this individual micelles. So many people try to make this kind of reverse type of micelle, reverse type of hydrogels by replacing the PPO with a biodegradable polymer, the PLA, PGA, PCL, PLGA, just like that. So we prepare these two kind of block of polymer hydrogels for the drug carriers or something. And we can control the phase diagrams by controlling the molecular weight and composition of the hydrophobic moieties. So that was the temperature sensitive hydrogel, the short introduction about the hydrogels. But we tried to make the little different bifunctional hydrogels, including the pH and temperature sensitive block of polymer simultaneously. So we thought we started from the temperature sensitive block of polymer hydrogels, the PCL, PEG PCL. We added the pH-sensitive moiety at that end block here. So these pH-sensitive moieties can ionize and deionize. You know, the ionized state, the pH-sensitive moieties, is just like hydrophilic. So this hydrophilic and hydrophilic blocks can dissolve the hydrophobic blocks. And then after changing the pH, these pH-sensitive moieties can deionize state. In this case, this pH-sensitive moiety changes to hydrophobic block, and it plays a role of same functions, just like the temperature-sensitive hydrogel. So it changes to the hydrogel. So we can change from Zoll state to gel state. The PCL still have a temperature-sensitive function, so is this hydrogel can change to Zoll state to gel state by changing temperature and pH at the same times. Not only one, the temperature only, change only, is not, cannot make the gels. So the bifunctional hydrogels can be made just like this. So we introduce the pH-sensitive moiety with the beta amino ester. This beta amino ester, known as a biodegradable polymer and rapid solubly at pH below 6.5, and interacted electrostatically with plasmid DNA, and this known as non-cytotoxic. So we use this moiety as a pH-sensitive block. So after making this kind of pH-sensitive block here, in temperature-sensitive PEG and PCL and pH-sensitive block here, this is actually the pentablock of polymer. In this case, at low pH, not much low, it's around 6.5, it's ionized. So this ionized block can solubilize the pentablock of polymer. So it is the Zoll state, and it will change to a gel state at pH 7.4 and at little high temperature. So this is a monomer of beta amino ester. It's dialkylate and diamine, and we choose this hexametallene dialkylate and then dipiperazine, just like this. And this is a simple preparation method. We prepared PCL triblock of polymer first, and then we alkylate the end block, and then we added the beta amino ester to the end block, that's like this. Just we prepare the pentablock of polymer, and we can control the molecular weight of PCL and beta amino ester. So before, about the triblock of polymer, we can see the Zoll region just like this. It is independent on the pH range. So there is only the temperature, the windows like this. But after adding the beta amino esters, we can make these red gel regions. You can see this, the pH change. This pH change is very small change. If you start from 6.2 here, you can get the gel at the body temperature and body pH. But by only increasing the temperature, cannot make the gel just like this. So you need the temperature and pH change at the same time for making the gel from the Zoll state. This is 6.4, 10 degrees, and 7.4, 37 degrees. We can control the phase diagrams by changing the molecular weight and the composition of that. This is Zoll state by syringe, and then inject the thread, inject the site here and here, and then you can pick it up after a couple of minutes, and then you can cut it by scissors like this. And cytotoxicity of beta amino ester is very good compared to polyethylenamine, just like this. The molecular weight of the PEG is different, but we can get a very similar good cytotoxicity of the beta-blocker polymer. So you need the temperature and pH for making the gel. So you can use these materials for catheterizing. You can go inside the body anywhere else. It will not change the gel before injection. After the injection, the mass transfer can change the pH and then change the gel. So you can use these materials for the depot for the drug delivery. So we try to apply for the protein delivery with this hydrogel. And as you know, this beta amino ester has different functions. It ionizes below at low pH, ionizes to cationize. So in this case, you can make a complex with anionic drug and proteins, and then you make a complex. And then it will change to gel after the injection. So we use the insulin as a model drug, anionic protein. So we tested the in vitro test by changing the amount of serum here, sampling method one and two, for verifying the release mechanism is a diffusion or other factors. So after changing the serums, we get the sampling and we measure that, the release mechanism of the different conditions. We found that even the changing the serum amount, the releasing kinetics does not change. It changed release until about 20 days. Okay? No change here. But for about the PCL, PEG, PCL triblocker polymer, it released very fast because the insulin does not have any interaction. Just a physical interaction with this hydrogel. But our hydrogel, pentablocker polymer, has make the ionic complex with the insulin. And then release, very slow release. How it sleeps, release. I think we measure the degradation rate of beta amino ester. Beta amino ester is a degradable polymer, so this is triblocker polymer, PCL, PEG, PCL, and this is pentablocker polymer. And then after making a complex, it degrades like this up to about 20 days. So we thought the degradation of beta amino ester can make the release of insulin. So we propose at low source state, at 6.0 and 10 degrees, insulin can make a complex with the beta amino ester, and the other part of beta amino ester is still cationic state, so it's its old state. So after injection, it will change the gel. By changing the beta amino ester to deionize, it changes the gel, and then it will degrade. The beta amino ester will degrade, and it makes the insulin release. So it's simply the degradation controlled release. So if we can control the degradation rate of this beta amino ester, we can control the release rate of the insulin or other proteins. This is in vivo test of SD-RED. For we inject a subcutaneous injection for the insulin solution for the intrapenitoreal injections. We measure the insulin assay for the SD-RED. And here, the insulin, when we inject insulin only, it's very short time, a couple of hours. For the insulin and triblocker polymer gel, it shows about 1 day release. The both of shows the burst effect, but a pentablocker polymer does not show the burst, and then it goes to slow release until 15 days because of degradation of beta amino ester is go to until the 15 days. So this is in vivo test for, we made the diabetic fatty rat, and then we inject this complex gel in vivo test. So we made STZ solution to making the diabetic fatty rat, and then we injected this complex mixture to the rat, the subcutaneous injection, and we tested the blood sampling. And this is glucose concentration of blood. After injection of STZ to the here, the rat, the diabetic glucose concentration of the rat increases. So diabetic fatty rat was made in here, and we inject the complex gel here. The inject complex gel, including the 1 milligram per insulin per milliliters, it shows goes down here, and then it maintain about 4 to 5 days, and then it goes up. And for about 5 milligrams insulin milliliters, it goes up to about 7 or 8 days, and then goes up. And for 10 milligrams per insulin per milliliter, it shows about more than 10 days, and then it goes up just like this. So we can control by controlling the amount of insulin and controlling the degradation rate of the beta-amino ester. This is by body weight change by 1 milligram, 5 milligram. You know, this 10 milligram, 5, 1 milligram, this is control for that. So it goes well with the glucose concentration. And this is insulin concentration in plasma blood. There's control and 5 milligram, and 1, 5, 10 milligrams. This is shows the always well with the data. And this is the possible drug candidate for reducing our pentablock of polymers, anionic proteins, the insulin, something like that. So I think that cancer drug having anionic characters and other this human growth hormone and this kind of anionic proteins and small molecules can be used for the slow release with a pentablock of polymer. And this polymer can make a powder. It's different from the temporal sensitive blocks. For temporal sensitive block needs, I think the, about the 15 or 20 degrees can make the Zol, to gel state. So it should need made a solution before the injection. It takes very long time for dissolving the polymer. But in this case, dissolved within very short time because it has the pH-sensitive characters in the polymer. So we used this basing moiety for making the pentablock of polymer. But if you use this basing moiety, cationic moiety, to change the acidic moiety, this different. If you're using the sulfonamide the derivatives, this acidic moiety, you can expect a symmetric reverse type of this kind of hydrogels. So we also have this kind of pentablock of polymers. So this is conclusion for the hydrogel. The injectable and powder form is to dissolve a non-cytotoxicity. And then I'd like to move to the second topic for the very short time, the pH-sensitive micelles. Okay, we use this beta-amino ester for making the micelles, just the hydrophilic PEG and beta-amino ester. Very simple diblocal polymer. So if we made for making this, we changed the R groups here for beta, making the beta amino ester by changing the hydrophobicity of the hydrophobic block here. So by changing the very small change here, we can control the pH sensitivity of the micelles of this polymer. So we used 2,000 PEG and 5,000 PEG, and we changed the molecular weight of beta-amino ester here. Then By changing the R group from hexametylene to octametylene and or something like that, we make this kind of micel and dimicel change. You can see the very small change here, about 0.2 pH or 0.3 pH, and we can change the transition, the pH of this. Very precise control of the pH change from here, to like this, here, here. So we try to use this pH-sensitive micelle for drug delivery and for making the molecular imaging proof, something like that. As you know, the tumor site, there are EPR effect, and after going to the tumor site has a little different pH, so we can demicellize or dissociation. We can expect that in tumor site after getting into the tumor site by EPR effect. So this is my cells, and we after loading the doxorubicin, so we saw the increase of particle size, and we the in vitro test at pH 7.4 is not much drug release here, but at 6.4 we can see the very fast cumulative release of the doxorubicin. So at pH 7.4, my cell structure is maintained their shape, but we are expecting the dissociation of these my cells at the tumor site by changing the small pH. So we tested, we used doxorubicin loaded these pH sensitive my cells, so we saw the tumor volume increase is very small compared to the doxorubicin itself and control. So we saw the toxicity or body weight change just like this, and we saw the very high survival rate by using this pH-sensitive doxorubicin micelles. And we compare the cellular uptake of doxorubicin at the loaded doxorubicin loaded micelles can be released at pH 6.4 compared to the 7.4, just like this. This is for the, only for the doxorubicin itself. So we can see the difference of the release at different pH. And this is the dark. We try to use this PSS micelle for using the molecular imaging probe. So you mixed with the TRITC with black hole quencher for preventing the illumination of here. But after the dissociation by small pH, it will illuminate it after dissolving here. So this work was done in the Ik Chan Kwon's laboratory for Dr. Park and some student. She drew before the experiment for the expecting this kind of result from the PSNC micelles, and she did the result. After, you can see the result, very similar result. So this small pH change can make the difference in fluorescence illumination just like this. So we are expecting these materials for using the molecular imaging probe by loading some MRI ionic oxide or something. So we are very exciting to do preparing the carrier for the imaging materials. So I'd like to thank Dr. Ik Chan Kwon and Kwang Myung Kim, Kyung Soon Park, and Jong Ho Kim. He's working here in Purdue University, and this is student for getting the last result. And Professor In San Kim and Byung Han Lee from Gyeongbok National University, and our the lab members. Thank you for your attention.